Episode 123, Change Made Simple.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, my sweet ladies. How are you? You know what? I just must say this, that you are absolutely precious. You are a gem. And I want you to feel extra special today. I really, really, really do. Okay? So just know that you are. And I think sometimes it's nice to hear that. And so I wanted to share that you are special. And I just want to give you a virtual across the microphone big squeeze. Did you feel it? I was squeezing you. Anyway, I'm so glad that we are going to have our time to chat today. And I think you're really going to enjoy it. Believe it or not, it's talking about a subject that a lot of us, sometimes it brings up hurt and pain, and we really don't want to go there with our mind, but I think you're going to handle this. And I think you'll take something really big away from it. And it's all about simplicity. Okay. So for those of you who are dropping in, thank you so much. Thank you for making Create Your Now Your Best Selfie a part of your life. And you're really coming in and saying, you know what? I do believe in what you're doing as in a community, because life is so much better together, right? And so when we join hands together, arms, and we just know that, yeah, we can conquer even more with the help of others and the support, the accountability, the love, the hope, the grace. That's awesome. That's just beyond awesome. Okay. That is a recipe for major success. So welcome to the family. I am so excited that you're here, and thank you for sharing it with your friends, with your family, and putting it out there and saying, whoo, you just got to listen to this crazy lady. I don't know what it is, but she just gets me. And I love that. So thank you very much for sharing and taking time to rate and review, which gets our podcast out there to more people, okay? You always know you can come over to createyournow.com and leave me a message. I want to hear from you. I want to know what you want, okay? This is not about me. This podcast is so about you. And yes, I'm talking directly to you. So if you're like, gosh, I really have this burning question, then guess what? Ask me, okay? If I don't have the answer, you know what? I will go out and search. Literally search for you, okay? But I feel like I have a lot to offer, and that is why I'm here. I want to support you in your walk, in your journey, where you're going every day. Remember, you're running the race every single day of your life, and it's not about finishing the final race, right? It's about going through and crossing the finish line every single day. And sometimes that can just become, And the weight on our shoulders, it's like we've sunk 4 inches into the wet, sinking sand, right? And then at times we feel like we're being dragged down. But you know what? When you're here, you gain strength. You gain fortitude to actually continue to move forward, okay? And to advance really who you are, who you're becoming, okay? And I think it's fantastic, because I know for me, I am a life learner and I love that. And it's neat because the college kids are starting to come home. And so we've got people coming over visiting my children and saying, oh my gosh, and catching up with them is just an absolute blast. But hearing it from their perspective is amazing. And I think it really fits into what we're going to talk about today, and that's change made simple. I was talking to, well, he just now finished his freshman year, really, really good friend of my son's. And I asked him, I said, so how was your freshman year? And he goes, well, he goes, overall it was pretty good. He goes, I had a few things that happened, but you know what? I made it through. And I said, you know what? You're still alive. You're still breathing. And guess what? You finished your freshman year. And I said, that is an amazing accomplishment. And I said, you know what? Next year is going to be better. And he just looked at me and smiled from ear to ear. You see, it was hope. that brought in, and he knew that it wasn't perfect. He didn't have the perfect freshman year. He had hiccups. He had speed bumps along the way, but you know what? He kept moving forward. And to see that in such a young person just totally thrills me, because I know he's going to go far in life, just like I know you are going to go far in life. You know, you look at the freshmen, they go off to school for the first time and they come back and they tell these stories. And these stories all involve what? Change. And change for most of us as an adult is like literally drinking salt by itself. We could drink sugar by itself because, by the way, you're doing it, right, already, okay? But to drink salt, ugh! You know, you find, you know, you purge your mouth and your lips come, you know, you make these horrible faces. It's worse than eating a lemon, right? You know how cute it is when babies put lemons in their mouth. I'm like, ooh, they make those funny little faces, right? Well, but for adults, we got to step it up a notch, and it's drinking salt, okay? We can't down that. And change becomes this like major, major obstacle. And we know, we usually acknowledge something needs to happen, a transformation or a change needs to occur. But for whatever reason, we get stuck. We get stuck where we can't go beyond a certain point. We get stuck before we even begin to get stuck because we never begin the change. We never want to go through the transformation because we hear too many horror stories. And so fear holds us back. And sometimes the fear of success holds us back. Yeah, change made simple. Wouldn't that be a blessing? You know, it's really easy to do what we know, isn't it? Okay? I mean, when you think about it, think back when you learned how to walk. Okay, some of you are like, I don't remember. You're right, you don't remember. So, as a mom who's, you know, you've watched your child learn to walk, or if you haven't had your own children, you've seen people like at the mall or at the airports, and they're like, they're crawling and they're trying to stand up, and then what happens? They fall down. So remember that process, okay? Did your child get right up the very first time to start walking like, whoop, here I am. Here I am, world, take me. I am awesome. Nope, it didn't happen that way. It took many falls and ongoing oops or oopsies, right? With the little girl like, oopsie. And we want to take away their hurt because they look at us going, oh, am I supposed to cry here or am I supposed to laugh? And based on our response, it changes their outcome, doesn't it, when they fall? Think about that. E plus R equals O. Our response on their falls changes their outcome. If we're like, oh, honey, what did that hurt? And we go to them like that, right? And it's the oh, woes me type of thing. Okay. And I'm talking about in general. Obviously, if they're bleeding and there's something else, that's a different story. But we're talking about in general. Okay. And you know, you've seen these ones. You've seen the parents that like hover. Like, oh my gosh, my child can't even get a piece of dirt on them. Hover, okay? Mine, I'm like, let them go. You know, let them, they're going to have to fall down once in a while. They're going to have to get hurt. And some people would say, well, you were a mean parent. I'm like, no, it's called life and letting them live. They have got to experience it. And so my response to how they fell as a child changed their outcome. But you see, they didn't just get up and walk immediately. Yet, you know, when we want to make a change, we expect it to come together the very first time around, right? I want to lose weight. I'm going to do it all perfect every single day. And then all of a sudden you're tempted. You go to work and somebody brings in those daggum fresh donuts. Ugh! And they were just fresh off, okay? Nothing like fresh donuts. I mean, coming off the griddle after they've dipped them and then they've iced them. Oh, and they're still warm. Okay, I'm making you hungry. I want donuts. But seriously, there's nothing like that, right? Oh, well, where'd your diet go? It didn't happen, did it? Because you had three donuts. You didn't even just take one. You had three. Bonus. No, not so much. But yet, as an adult, we think we have to get it right the first time. Yet as a child, we're okay with falling down and oopsies and oops and I'll get it when I get it. And I'm going to keep doing it again. And it's fun. And I'm going to giggle at it and laugh. And I'm going to figure out a different way to pull myself up. As an adult, we sit there and say, oh, nope, you didn't get it this time. You already messed up those last 10 times you tried. So why are you trying again? Wow. What is it that we beat ourselves up like that? If we could give our child grace to learn, do you not need the same thing? Think about it. Change can be very simple, but what we do is we tend to complicate the process. Change is what? Simply doing something differently than what you've done before, right? You all eat, correct? Correct. Oh, that sounded funny. Correct, you eat, right? You eat food, okay? Now, you have been eating, most of you are right-handers, okay? So most of you eat with your right hand. Okay, my lefties, I'm not forgetting you. Those who eat with your left hand, okay? Whatever your dominant hand is, that's what the hand you eat with, right? What if I told you today that from now on, you could not eat with your dominant hand, you must eat with the opposite hand? How many think you could eat like a normal person? Cutting their food and everything. That means everything's reversed. That means if you held your knife in your dominant hand to cut it, you're actually holding your knife now in the not so dominant hand, the non-dominant hand, which would be your left hand. Oh my gosh. Do you know how long dinner will be? Dinner is going to take an hour and a half to complete. Yeah. You see, change is doing something differently, but we like to complicate it. However, change is very simple. I was working with my son, my baby. And I say my baby because he is. He's the youngest of the five, and he's absolutely precious. Well, him being in fourth grade, this is when they begin to start their instruments at the end of the year, and they move and they start playing the beginning of their fifth grade year. So he chose the clarinet. And so we went out, got him his clarinet and all of that. So we're getting it ready. And they were given specific instructions not to do anything with the clarinet. We obeyed, okay? Even though mommy's a music person, I was very good and I did not teach him anything, okay? I let the teacher teach him. So off to school he went and he came back home. And I could tell the excitement just wasn't quite there. He was excited, but not really. And so when he came home on Monday, because they have what they call practices every other day. So they go Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And so they have their time. Well, he went and he's like, okay, mom, this is what happened Monday. And I said, well, how did you like it? Oh, I kind of liked it. It was okay. My teacher used my instrument as an example. And I said, well, that was exciting. Yeah, I guess it was. There was something that just wasn't right. So a day passes by and he's like, he comes in and goes, mom, can you help me with this? And he was pointing to his clarinet. And I said, certainly, honey. I said, now, are you allowed to play it? Have you already been talked about the reed? Because I didn't want to step on anybody's toes, okay? I wanted his teacher to teach him. Even though I already knew I could, that wasn't the point. I wanted him to learn it from someone else, and I would reinforce. So we go through the whole process. He's showing me how to put it together, the cork grease, all of these simple parts, right? And it comes time to play. And he was kind of hesitant. And so I took the instrument from him and I said, you know how to make sure your reed's wet, et cetera, et cetera. We won't go into the details with that because you don't need to know how to play a clarinet. But we talked about those specifics. And I went ahead and played and his eyes got really big. Like, wow, mom can actually play the clarinet. Well, yeah, I've played every instrument in my entire life. I should be able to play the clarinet, even though it's been a few years. So he was kind of amazed. Well, then it was his turn. So I gave him the clarinet and we corrected him on things immediately, how he was sitting, his posture, how he was holding his clarinet, like leaning forwards, you know, resting on his legs. I'm like, no, we got to do it this way and different things. So we already began to tweak. And I said, okay, I want you to play one note. And he looked at me and you could tell there was a disconnect there. There was a fear like, I don't know if I can do it, mom. And I said, okay, this is what we're going to do. And so I showed him how to play it. One note. And I said, it's an open note. That's it. All you're going to do is blow. I said, you're going to work on your embouchure. That's how you form your mouth, by the way. You're going to work on that, focus on that, and I just want you to blow air, and I want you to hear the sound that comes out. So I gave him the instrument. First note, and no squeaking. Oh my gosh, his eyes lit up, smiled from ear to ear, so big his grin. You know, the part of the story that he didn't tell me is that he felt like everybody else knew more about the clarinet than he did the very first day of school. Or when they did the clarinet, wasn't the very first day of school. The very first day that they had their instruments out, which was Monday. And he had this fear that he couldn't play as well as them. Yet now he was holding a note long, 15, 20 seconds, and getting a really nice tone. Of course, I told him a story about how his papa would play and how he practiced, because that's how he taught me. So, of course, I'm going to pass that on to my son. And so he's really proud to play an instrument that his papa played, because remember, his papa passed away. So the catch was, though, it was that fear that he couldn't do it. So he had to immediately make a change. And he goes, Mom, you helped me, and you made it simple. And I was like, aw. The thing was, is what did we focus on? We focused on one simple thing. One step, one direction. It was an open note. He didn't even have to know how to hold the clarinet. But he got that note, and it was so pretty. We videotaped it and sent it to Dad because Daddy was out of town. And he was so proud. He goes, are we going to show Dad too? And I said, honey, I already sent it to him. And he smiled, so proud. He's like, Mom, I can't wait to go show them what I know tomorrow. Change made simple. You see, I share that with you because it doesn't matter if we're young or if we're old. Change is always going to be a constant. Okay, if you haven't figured that out now, I'm going to rock your world today. Change is a constant. And if you know and learn how to deal with change now, by golly, you are going to be soaring in your world. I'm serious. You will be able to do and accomplish anything you want to because change is going to be your stumbling block. But if you can learn how to work with change, man, you got it. You got it, girl. And you will rock this house. How cool is that? You should be jumping. You should be saying, whoop, whoop, yeah, I like this. Now, when you're looking at change, number one, okay, number one red flag I want you to consider is there's no need to cause yourself stress, okay? In fact, if you are causing yourself stress, you're going to be quicker to fail, okay? Think about what I just said. There's no need to cause yourself stress when it comes to change. If you are, you're going to be quicker to fail. So guess what? You want success, right? You want change made simple. So here you go. Here's your big kiss. Your kiss, the keep it simple strategy is one step, baby. One step. And I mean it. Okay? Now you're like, Christiane, I've heard you're one step at a time. Yes. And it comes down to change, doing the same thing. You heard my story with my baby and him learning to play the clarinet. One thing we did, one thing, and it totally made the difference. I guarantee you he'll be back practicing tomorrow. He will go to class just bursting at the seams going, yes, I feel good. I feel confident. Because I did one thing, and I'm going to consistently do that. And this is how you make change simple, okay? The kiss is this, one step, baby. Number one, do the one step consistently, okay? Whatever that one step is, it can be that if you're going through a life transformation with weight, it could be that you want to read your Bible daily. It could be that you just want to, quote unquote, move more. You want to exercise. You've been eating healthy, but you just don't move enough. Your job keeps you at the desk. Your job, or you come home, and unless if it's an activity with the kids, you're driving more than you're moving, right? You need activity, okay? Whatever it is, you take and you do the one step consistently. Number two, you make tweaks to it. When you start that one step, you've got to fit it into your lifestyle, okay? You're the one at the helm. You're the one figuring out what works for you. You may hear a tip from somebody and you're like, oh, that's how I want to drink my water. That's how I'm going to drink water more. But you may find out that it doesn't exactly work the same way as they explained it, but you make some tweaks on it, and then guess what? It brings you to number three. Do the one step consistently from what you tweaked it from. Okay? So you do the one step consistently. You make tweaks. Then you go back to do the one step consistently based on the tweaks. Guess what number four is? Add the next one step. Yeah. Change made simple. You see, if we look at the whole process of, oh my gosh, I need to get my bachelor's degree and I'm 37 and a half years old and I went to go back to school. Are you serious? Yeah, I'd be probably freaking out too. But you know what? It can be done nowadays. And it doesn't matter your age. You figure out the first class that you need to take. Then what? Then the next class. And you finish that class before you worry about the next class. It's one step at a time, being consistent, making the tweaks, and then bring it back in to the consistency, add the next. That's how you build, and that's how you create life-changing habits. And they become second nature to you, like walking. Wouldn't it be awesome to know that you could just get up one day and what you wanted to accomplish, you finally are accomplishing, and you did it and you made change simple? How cool would that be? Guess what? I know you can do it. So don't sit here and fret about it and go, oh, and just stew over it and go, I can't do this. One note, one step, baby, right? That's it. Figure it out. One thing at a time. I want to know what you are wanting to make simple. What is your change? What are you working on? Okay? Come and leave me a message at createyournow.com. I really do. I want to support you in your endeavors, okay? And on your journey, all right? I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Go out and make change simple because you can, right? Change made simple. You got it, baby. One step, baby. All right, we'll see you on the other side. Blessings, loves, and lots and lots of hugs. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.